Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on over to another episode of Speak the Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio, and today's episode is being brought to you by Ghostbed. CNN claims that the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile at the USS Truman, caused it to maneuver very drastically, and an F-18 ended up falling off the side of the ship. Is that even possible, honestly? We're going to take a look at that today, and we're going to get down into the weeds and nitty-gritty of what CNN is claiming, because wouldn't you know it, I brought the facts. Now, here's what CNN had to say about it, and then we're going to go check out and see specifically what the U.S. Navy actually had to say about this. Let's go ahead and zoom in here. According to a U.S. official, didn't state who, just a U.S. official, all right, the reports had indicated that the Truman made a hard turn to evade Houthi fire, which contributed to the fighter jet falling overboard. Okay, well, that's amazing, because all of these anonymous officials apparently know everything that's going on, right? Like, we can just trust them. An anti-ship ballistic missile or a drone, which the Houthis claim they shot both at the Truman, somehow caused this to happen. Now, really, do we think that the USS Truman ended up maneuvering? Well, we're going to take a look at the two primary anti-ship ballistic missiles that the Houthis have. Now, before anybody goes and gives me crap over any of this information, I ended up getting this from the Defense Intelligence Agency in a report that they ended up publishing last year. And you can see it talks about the anti-ship variants. Here, you can actually see Yemen on the map, and you can see the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea where the Truman's currently operating. As you can see, this Sakhar air defense missile goes 100 to 150 kilometers out. Then we have the Karar and the Asif and the Burkham. Look, these suckers can go all the way up over to the Mediterranean Sea. That's the limit of the Houthis' missile capabilities. But what are the most common ones that they end up using for ships? What do they have? Well, according to the DIA, they have the Zohir, or the Tankhil ballistic missile. So let's go over some of the capabilities of this particular ballistic missile. It has a range of 500 kilometers. It actually has speeds up to Mach 8, but upon Mach 3 is really where it sits on impact. Its guidance package, it has the MARV, all right? Basically, it's going to go up into freaking space and come back down and kind of have like this downward trajectory on them. Again, no combat launch confirmed yet. Maneuvering reentry vehicle is what that actually stands for, so it can actually track and continue to go down. They did have it on display. Time of flight for 500 kilometers, by the way, is 8 minutes and 20 seconds, but in a 20-kilometer dive, it's only got about 20 seconds until it impacts. At 10 kilometers out, it's got about 10 seconds to impact. And at 5 kilometers, it's got about 5 seconds to impact. That's very important to remember for everything that we're about to go over here in just a little bit. So long story short, if it's within 20 kilometers, you get about 20 seconds till a sucker impacts. So here's your first hint at whether or not CNN actually makes any sense. Because if that's the case, well, guess what? 20 seconds of maneuvering of that ship moving 30 knots or roughly 30 miles an hour doesn't really freaking get you very far now, does it? You're not going to outmaneuver this sucker. Next, we're going to take a look at this one. It is the Kalajah Fars. I probably pronounced all of that freaking wrong. Either way, it's got a range estimated of 300 to 400 kilometers, and it closely simulates the Fatah 110 that is employed by Iran. It's got a mid-course inertial electro-optical IR seeking locks onto the ship in the last 10 seconds, and that's about it. All right, we go down a little bit more into this thing. It was fired repeatedly in the Red Sea in December of 23 through April of 25. So here we have a more probable, all right, culprit that they allegedly would have shot. It has a flight time at 300 kilometers of about 5 minutes. All right, within 20 kilometers. Again, it is coming in at about 20 seconds. So 20 kilometers, 20 seconds to impact. 10 kilometers, 10 seconds to impact. 5 kilometers, 5 seconds to impact. Does the same type of crap, ends up going up and then coming back down. So let's go ahead and take a look at allegedly what the evidence is that's floating around online about why people think that this ship somehow is in some sort of crazy maneuver. Well, here it is. Now, they claim that this photograph right here, which is satellite imagery from April 25th of 2025, which is showing this sucker moving in a big circle. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about it. 20 kilometers out, 20 seconds to impact. 40 kilometers out, 40 seconds to impact. Amazing. Simply amazing that that massive 100-ton displaced ship can maneuver that quick in that short period of time in order to avoid one of these ballistic missiles. Well, we're also going to be going over the ships and their capabilities today and talk specifically about what those capabilities are. And you be the judge whether or not you think that one of these ballistic missiles was actually shot at the Truman and it maneuvered to get the heck out of the way. Now, here is a list of all the different layered defense that actually goes into a aircraft carrier. As you can see, they have lots of different things, and we're going to take a look at them. You have the outer sensor picket, which is the E2D Hawkeye. Son of a gun, this sucker actually ends up going up in the air and launching and integrating down into all of the ship's systems. You guys are going to love this one. After that, we're going to go over some of the different interceptors that are out there and a decoy. All of this stuff is unique to the strike carrier groups that are protecting these different aircraft carriers that are floating out in the freaking Red Sea as we speak. You guys want to know if your tax dollars can actually defend aircraft or not, or if your tax dollars can actually defend these aircraft carriers? Well, first, let's go ahead and take a look at this. This is the Hawkeye. Now, this is the...
The Advanced Hawkeye provides revolutionary battle management command and control capabilities for theater air missile defense. More than 80 nations currently have cruise missile capabilities. The E-2D was designed with purpose and intent.
So I'm just going to go ahead and pause this sucker right here and let you guys know that what they're showing you is that this aircraft actually flies up overhead, all right, and it's got a massive freaking range on it. Now, this Hawkeye can detect ballistic missiles all the way 550 kilometers out. So just for reference for you guys, let's go ahead and get that up on the screen. 550 kilometers. Now, that is one heck of a distance for that Hawkeye to be covering for that strike carrier group. So let's just go ahead and zoom in just slightly over this area and take a look at that. So one Hawkeye operating over in the Red Sea, for reference, can cover pretty much the entire AOR that these ships are working in. Does that make sense? So this Hawkeye is going to be able to detect these things the moment they launch from any Houthi-controlled territory. I hope you guys can see that. I really, really do. So that would be the first layer of defense that these ballistic missiles have to get past, is the actual detection of them. Then once they're detected, guess what? Next, they are up against, well, there's a bunch of destroyers that are following these ships around over inside of the Red Sea. And those destroyers in particular have some pretty cool capabilities. We're going to take a look at the Aegis SM-6. It actually intercepts these ballistic missiles, and it's good all the way out to about 200 kilometers. Check this sucker out.
2023, the U.S. Missile Defense Agency conducted Flight Test Aegis Weapon System 31 Event 1 Alpha, or FTM-31E1A, a landmark display of missile defense capability. Conducted at the Pacific Missile Range Facility, or PMRF, off the coast of Kauai, Hawaii, FTM-31E1A demonstrated the capability of a ballistic missile defense configured Aegis ship to detect, track, engage, and intercept an advanced target in its terminal phase. The Navy's Arleigh Burke-class missile destroyer, the USS Daniel Inouye, DDG-118, utilizing the standard Missile 6 Dual 2, or SM-6 Dual 2, with software upgrade, fired a single salvo of two interceptors to engage the target, successfully demonstrating the U.S. Navy's Ballistic Missile Defense, or BMD, capability. FTM-31E1A represents the third successful flight test of an Aegis.
Long story short, that aircraft that's overhead that we just shown actually locks with the ships down below and it integrates with the system and allows that system with that particular missile to detect the ballistic missile once it's launched from Houthi territory to get some target data and send the sucker off at the perfect moment in time for interception. Now, let's say for some reason that one happens to fail. Well, when that sucker happens to fail, enter the RIM 162 or the ASSM Bulk 2. All right, this sucker ends up going on everything else. It can shoot things down up to 50 kilometers. And again, we're talking about a kilometer a second here. Check this out. Let's face it, sleep doesn't come easy to everyone. Whether it's your brain running through everything you've got to do or just the weight of the world keeping you up, I have been there. That's exactly why I started sleeping on a ghost bed. They're a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience and more than 60,000 five-star reviews. Each mattress is made in the USA with premium materials that are built to hold up through the years. Their new lineup includes three solid mattresses, the Comfort, the Signature, and Lux, each available in all foam or hybrid. All of them include Ghostbed's exclusive ProCore layer that gives your midsection some extra support. That's where your body is the heaviest and where other mattresses tend to sag over time. Ghostbed is all about sleeping cooler too. Every mattress has cooling features, but their Lux mattresses in particular have patented cooling tech that you won't find anywhere else. With Ghostbed, you get a 101-night sleep trial, free shipping, and a 20 to 25-year warranty, which is twice the industry standard. And if you've got questions, a real human in Florida answers the phone. No bots, no nonsense. So here's what to do. Go to ghostbed.com/Rob and use code Rob to get an extra 10% off your order. That's ghostbed.com/Rob, promo code Rob. Real comfort, real support, and finally, real sleep. Now, all of these, again, integrate with the systems that are up flying overhead, and all these different ships end up talking to each other. It is 2025. I actually had an older video that didn't include the freaking AWACS, but I don't think we really need to go over and show that. Next thing and last that's on these freaking ships is this. A lot of people know this as a CRAM from the Global War on Terror days. That would be the land-based version, but guess what? They have one that's on naval vessels that's known as the Phalanx, and this sucker is baller as hell, and this thing can actually shoot things very, very close up. Not necessarily designed for it, but yeah, it can get them a couple kilometers out. Check this out. Now, those have shot down aerial munitions over inside of the Red Sea. A couple drones I remember seeing reports of had snuck their way past one or two things in the past. But in addition to all of that, they also have this Nauka active decoy that's out there just in case the missile ends up making it past a couple other things. We just decided to go over the website and check it out because it is also equipped on these ships that are floating out in the Red Sea.
Nauka is an active missile decoy. It uses unique hovering rocket technology to divert incoming anti-ship missiles away from their original target by emitting an electronic signal that mimics the signature of a ship. As Nauka moves away, it lures the threat missile, enticing it to follow a trajectory away from the ship. This process is known as seduction. The concept of Nauka was developed in the mid-1970s by Australia's Defence Science and Technology Group and the government aircraft factories. BAE Systems Australia developed the Nauka system and rocket vehicle, while American companies developed the electronic payload elements. This partnership and support from industry enabled full-scale production by 1999. Today, the Nauka missile defense system has been deployed on more than 150 Australian, United States, and Canadian warships.
Yeah, that's great. Well, how's it work when everything starts to get really close to the ship and everything else has failed after it's made it through multiple? This little sucker launches up in the air, acts as a decoy, and causes it to miss the ship. So we have so many different layers of defense that would end up being launched. So let's go all the way back to this one, the anti-ship ballistic missile that we know they fired at U.S. warships between December of 23 and April of 25. Again, 20 kilometers out, 20 seconds when the sucker ends up going into a dive. Is that freaking aircraft carrier going to maneuver very far in that period of time? Well, I can tell you that in about, let's say, 1 minute of the sucker being at full speed ahead, the USS Truman, it's only going about 30 to 35 knots. And even at that speed, believe it or not, that massive hunk of metal can maneuver about 1.5 kilometers. But we're not even talking about that. We're talking about a much shorter distance and a maneuverable ballistic missile that would be fired at that ship. Its defense would essentially take care of all of that. There's no point in that ship even maneuvering at that point in time. And as the article even states, it does a zigzag maneuver, not like everything else. So did the USS Truman conduct some sort of a zigzag maneuver to avoid a Houthi anti-ship ballistic missile at the very last moment? No, 100,000 tons of steel, more than likely, no, that didn't happen. CNN, I'm sorry, I don't like you. Please check your sources, ask the officials what the heck's going on, because if your officials are the Houthis themselves, even though you said they're U.S., we're just not going to believe you. And chances are, if the Houthis are saying it like they were, it's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Torrio. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.